Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We ended off with a question or a cliffhanger that we were going to talk about. So we spoke about, we know an Arel, a Kohen Arel, is not allowed to partake of Truma. The Gemara asks, what about a baby Kohen before day 8? So baby Kohen before day 8, we said he's allowed to because he's not called an Arel. What about a baby Kohen who is sick, who is after day 8, and they're waiting for him to get better? So again, he had a chiyuv of Mila, but it was no chiyuv anymore because, maybe there's a chiyuv, it just can't be fulfilled. So Gemara had a diuk, last couple of lines here, Kuf Tes Amud Beis, that he would not be allowed to, because it says, Miyom Hashmini Vahala. Right? Ein Arla El Miyom Hashmini Vahalan, and after day 8, that is Arla, and therefore he would be able not be able to partake. But then the Gemara is up to right now. What are we up to? Third to last line. Lele Shmini Ma Davale. What about the night? Lel Shmini. So up until day 8, he's not an Arel, and therefore he can partake of Truma. After day 8, he is already, or once day 8 comes, then he's an Arel, and he cannot partake of Truma. What about Lel Shmini? So what's this question? The question is, he can't do Bris Mila yet. He can't do Bris Mila yet because he can only do Bris Mila during the day. But it's day 8. But it's day 8, so maybe it is the Zman for Mila, and the status of Arla might start, even though he cannot do the Bris Mila, even though he cannot do the Bris Mila yet. And there is evidence, and the Gemara, well, let's just see the answer. What does the Gemara answer? Gemara answers that the halacha is that it's already considered day 8. That's the Gemara's answer. Mima, at least here in the Yerushalmi. Leili Shmini Ma Davalei. So the Gemara says, second to last line, Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Mima Detani Leili Shmini Nechnas Ladir Lehisaser. Right? Totally different context. We go to Kadshim. We know that the Meiser Behema one has to give count the sheep going through the hole in the gate. And then you count a number 10. You mark with a red, some red paint. And then one makes that Kadosh. So one can even do that the night, Leil Shmini, a carbon cannot be brought. An animal is not old enough to be a carbon until day 8. But the night of the 8th, he could already go in and be hukdash. There could be hakdasha, even though there can't be hakrava. And that's what the Gemara says. Leil Shmini nichnas ladir lehisaser. So you see from there that there could be a status of hakdasha even before this man of hakrava. So we compare that to Bris Mila too. Hadamar Leil Shmini kishmini. Just like the carbon could be hukdash ready ki'ilu, it's already day 8. So too, a baby cannot partake of Truma. He already has the status of Arla, even though he cannot get Bris Mila until the next day. And the Braisa continues, Vatani Kain on top, Choshiva Sayamim Mutar Lahachilo, Chalev Truma, Chalav Truma, or Chalev, we said the milky type of substance that comes from the grain, Velasuchu Shemen Truma. Well, 7 days, one can smear him, Mashma, right after the 7th day, so then it is not allowed. So again, this sugya, which we mentioned numerous times, is the sugya of the status of a mitzvah coming into reality even before the moment of the mitzvah, the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah takes place. That's the question. Again, the Bavli in Yevamos Ayin Aleph has a suffix about the Arlo Shelo Bizmana, right? And that's not Hufshat. The Yerushalmi says that is Hufshat, that is for sure, is Mutter. And the question is, which the Gemara answers, as we saw, says that it's Ki'ilu, it's the day. But what's the suffix? The suffix is whether the status of Arel starts even before. The Meshechachma has the Ha'ara when Avram Avinu is commanded to do Bris Mila, his Halech Lefanai Ve'yet Tamim, all of a sudden he falls on his face. Vayipal Apanav. The question is, why was he all of a sudden Vayipal Apanav? He spoke to Hashem many times beforehand, and only now, all of a sudden, he's Vayipal Apanav, he falls on his face. So suggest the Meshechachma, back in, Bracious, that up until this point, he did not have its sivui of Mila. This here it is. Yud Zayin Gimel. Own Vayipal Avram Apanav. Before he had a command of Bris Mila that he could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't an Arel yet. But once he had a command of Bris Mila and now he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without doing the Mila, he has the status of Arel, suggests the Meshech Chachma. Mimor Shechina, Cha'ad Shalomal, well, Rashi says, Ad Shalomal lo haye bakoch lamod v'ruch HaKadosh Yisevas Alav. Rashi. Upirusho, so he says, Al mi de isa b'sachas yevamis de arel aser lecha v'lasok b'truma. He quotes our Gemara. Our issue: an arel cannot eat truma. Rak shalom bismana kodem ches eino arla Kane Pshita LiYerushalmi. That's our Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. Our Yerushalmi says it's Pashat in the, that there, if it's before day eight, there is no problem. V'chein Pasuk HaRambam. He says the Rav of Edavka Kodem Shmona Delo Hayu Kayotzi Bo Bar Mila Mishum Makom. Only then Ava Beloze Af Tumtav Shirachum Mechoy V'Grov Limo Mikri Ara. But afterwards, he is called an Arel. But V'lachein Kodem Huskar Tzivi Hashem Lamul Eitzel Shum Gavra Nivra Lo Haysa Me'usa Ha'arla V'ya Omid V'shchina Omid Alav. He was able to be Omid because he wasn't an Arel yet. But Kivan Sha'amar Lo Hayei Tamim V'etna Brisi Nitztave Lamul Shuv Haya Arla. And that was an Arla Uma Akva Uma Usa Ha'arla. That's why he falls on his face, says the Meshech Chachma. And there are many other examples of this, as Rav Salvechik noted, of a time that you, the status of a mitzvah starts before the time that you could actually do the mitzvah. Like our Gemara Paskins, right? Lel Ches is already Arel. Lel Ches is already Arel. And therefore, you cannot smear the baby. Remember the Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, where Rashi says that the hadas, the sugya of dichui, and the hadas needing to have more leaves than berries, that is determined when Yontif starts, when the holiday of Sukkah starts. What do you mean? You can't shake a lulav until the morning. So why is it that the status of lulav goes Niskadish Hayom is Rashi's Lashon, and the answer is, Klin Debir Halacha and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, I think it is, picks up on this Rashi, because there's a similar idea about when you have to be Mavatel, a shofar of Avodah Zarah. But the point is that you could have a status of a lulav right when Sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav to the next day. And one of the most graphic illustrations of this, actually another one before we get to that last one, is we know there's a Machlokes, Rambam Ramban, how many mitzvahs are there of Kriyashma? Shachris va'arvis. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Ramban says there should be two mitzvahs. Tmidin. How many mitzvahs of Karban Tamid are there? Rambam says one. Ramban says two. Ktores. Ktores. You only could do these mitzvahs one in the morning, one in the night. So one in the afternoon. So how could you count it as one? The answer is that the Ramban would say it's two. The Rambam would say conceptually the mitzvahs, when the day starts, you have both of these mitzvahs in front of you. But one of them cannot actually be fulfilled yet until later. That's true, but it's still one conceptual mitzvah, and you have that by Ktoris and by Tamid and by Kriyashma. And the last one I wanted to mention is the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Bavli Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael, when we go into Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvahs that we nationally have upon ourselves: to appoint a king, to wipe out Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Three mitzvahs, but the Gemara says it has to be in that order. In that order, Bedafka, first the king, he will help to destroy, have an army and destroy Amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash will only be built once there is peace and there is no Amalek. So ask Rav Salvechik, but I don't see it. So then it's only one mitzvah when you go into Eretz Yisrael. It's one mitzvah to appoint the king. After that mitzvah, then there's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and after that mitzvah. So what does it mean that there are three mitzvahs when we go into Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, and Rav Schechter has many of these makoros in Eretz Hatzvi at the end of Simin Yud, that there is a conceptual mitzvah right now, even though you cannot fulfill the mitzvah until later on. So there are many examples of that, but that is all highlighted by this Yerushalmi, the Bavli in Yevamis, Daf Ayin Aleph, and this Yerushalmi right here, it's in Yevamis, but it's also right here as well. Okay, we continue with the last Mishnah here in Perek Belaza Demila, top of Kuf Yudam and Aleph. These are the strands that are ma'akiv the mila, as we've had that lashon before, that prevents the mila from being a mila. And if you have these, then you have to go back, even on Shabbos. Basar achofes ha'ataravein, if the flesh covers most, part of the atara, the corona of the evar, vein ocha b'truma, and if, that is true, then the coin is called an arel, and he cannot eat truma. Im haya bal basar, misakram b'nei maris ha'ayin. And if the baby is a fleshy type of baby, and even after the mila doesn't look like a mila, so one should fix it because of marasayin. One should not have it look like he doesn't have a mila. Good. Malvalo para as a mila ki lo mal. If somebody does mila without priya, we had earlier the different parts of the mila, the cutting, the priya, the pulling back of the other membrane, and the mitzitza we had earlier, but if you don't do priya, kilu lomal. We had a machlokas earlier, what the source of priya is. Is it based on a drasha, right? Himo yimol, right? We had a day here back on Daf Kuf Vav Mabez. Himo yimol mikan l'shnei milos. Achas l'milo v'achas l'priya, right? We had that. Or we said maybe it's halach Moshe B'Sinai because we said Rav later on the Daf, right? Used himo yimol for something else. He used it for Atavas Dam Bris. So if he used it for something else, so then maybe the Priya doesn't have a source. What's the source for Priya? That's what Tosfos says in Yevamos, the Fine Aleph, that it's based on Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. One of the machlokas to be aware of, that Arla, I was going to mention it a few days ago, I don't think I got to, and that is machlokas in a few places. It's quoted in the Rishonim, Yevamos Daf Ayin, and that is the definition of Arel in a few places, when it says an Arel Keni Truma. That's in that case, that's the context there. An Arel Keni Truma. So Rashi says numerous times in Shas, Arel means he doesn't have a Bris Mila, for whatever reason. He cannot eat truma. Mesu echav machmas mila. He has two brothers. There's a family that has suffers from hemophilia, and there's no way that this baby boy could get a bris mila. It's dangerous for him to get a bris mila, and therefore we say that this child is an RL and he can't get a bris mila, but he still can't eat truma. He's an RL. Okay, he's not his fault, but he's an RL. Rabbeinu Tam Chiddush Gadol. Rabbeinu Tam says no. In a case where halachically he's not allowed to get a bris mila, like here, meso echamach bas mila, he's not an arel. And he would be able to eat truma. Unbelievable. He would be able to eat truma. It's just that, he can't. What does arel mean? Where a person doesn't want to get bris mila. He's scared. Not to dafka lahakas. What if he's scared? He doesn't like operations. So that's somebody who is called an arel. But Rabbeinu Tam would say meso echamach bas mila is not called an arel. The Gemara, the fact that the Gemara here in Kuf Tesma Beis on the bottom here, quoted that after day 8, before day 30, if he's sick, he's still considered an RL. Sounds like Rashi. Sounds like Rashi. Pashup shot. Sounds like Rashi. Again, not impossible, but sounds like Rashi. Okay, the last line of the Mishnah we just read, that if somebody does Mila and Prila Ki'ilu Lomal, it's as if he didn't do Bris Mila. Does that mean Mamish Ki'ilu Lomal? Like nothing has occurred? There is an interesting Shaila that came up in the 1800s. If you look in the Binyan Sion, Simin Sadi Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Aruch Laner, has an Achuva from Tafresh Tess, I think that's 1849. The following Shaila, what happened? There was a Ger that was being Misgayer, and it was Erev Shabbos. Nimol Eino Yehudi Echad Shabbat Heina Mimedinas Morocco, L'shem Geiris Befaneinu, Bet Din Sedek to Kal Ashkenazi. This is a question that was sent from Yerushalayim in Adar Sheni Tafresh Ches, sent to the Binyan Sion in Germany. The Kibbal of a Mitzvah, Kedin, Ukedin Tarak Dosha, Ubishabas Kodeshala Achrav, Adayan Lohainis Rapas. They did the Mila, and they didn't do the Tevila. They didn't do the Tevila yet because he was still getting healed from his Mila. And the question was, what do you do with this Jew/non-Jew, relating to Shabbos, right? Because a Jew has to keep Shabbos, a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So here, what about Movel O'Tavel? So we're talking about Movel O'Para. Movel O'Tavel is also a parallel part of the process. Movel O'Para, L'chora, you didn't even do Mila. But here, what if you did Mila and you didn't even do Tevila yet? You didn't do Tevila yet. So, and again, if you say Priya came from Yeshua ben Nun, then you have the same Shaila. Similar as we said earlier. But either way, he says, the questioner says to the Binyan Sion that I told him that he has to be Michal Shabbos. He has to be Michal Shabbos. He wasn't Tovel yet, so he still has to keep he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. The Aruch Laner argues, the Binyan Sion says no, because Movel O'Tavel, maybe that's what all of Klal Yisrael wore in the Midbar. Because remember, they didn't, some of them had the Mila, but they didn't have the Tefila. Where's the Lashon? Again, it's a Tshuva here. Feel free to look at it. Apnei Noach Musar al Yom Valayla continues and discusses, how does this relate to the, Jews in the mid, that was our status in Mara, right? We had Mila b'Mitzrayim and we didn't have Tefillah until Har Sinai. And we got Shabbos. That was the Binyan Sion's point. Okay, Rav Asher Weiss has an article where he says not so pasha to make that comparison. But, that's Malvolo Para and Malvolo Tavol. Weiter. Ilu Tizan Amachman Asamila, Rabbi Avuna B'Shem Rabbi Yermia B'Chofer, Rov Govu Shalatara. What does it mean that Tizan Amachman, if it's covering most of the Gova, the height of the Atara, of the Corona. Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi Omer Bechofer Rov Gova Atara. According to our Gersa, it's the same Shita. The Karban Eid has a different Gersa, Gaga, which means width and not height. According to that, it'll be a machlogus. Rabbi Tavi b'shem Shmuel, both kenoso b'shar shemiskasha. And the way that you check if it covers is when the aver is miskasha. Because when it's limp, you're not able to see completely what it's covering. Mavolo paras amila kilolo mal tani va'anush kares. What's va'anush kares? So I might have thought anush kares means, and this is one day in the Karban Eidah, it means if a person goes through life without priya. So then he's in a state of kares. Meaning, if, as if somebody doesn't have a mila, right? One of the two mitzvahs, say that if one doesn't fulfill them, one is Chayav Kares, Karban Pesach, and Bris Mila. But the other pshat here that seems to be in context pshat, if a Moel does Mila on doing Priya, so then he violates an Isra Shabbos, an Isra Skila and Kares. That's what it's talking about. Not talking about Kares, a Mila Kares, it's talking about a Shabbos Kares. Varnish Kares says the Karban Eidin, the second day of Varnish Kares, Al Shechila Lasa Shabbos, Shalo Asa Mitzvah, he didn't do the mila. But b'chaburaso. He gave a chabura and he didn't do the mila, and therefore he's chayiv kares in there. Chaim Kadiyaski and others also. That's what it seems to be the context here because of the next line. Rabbi Yacha b'shem Rabbi Yevo had the same arbishein b'yom kedila marek. When do we say that a moel that did mila and didn't do priya is chayiv kares only where there was no possibility? He did the Mila, the last 20 seconds of Shabbos. There was no possibility to do Priya. Then it's Stama Chabura without any possibility. It's not in the context of a mitzvah. Avalim Yesh Biyom Kedei Lamarek. But if there is time during the day to finish it, so then Memarek Ve'ena Choshesh. So either that means just do it or just do it even in Acher. The Gomer says the Pnei Moshe, the Gomer Afilu Ish Acher. Somebody else could do it. And if somebody else doesn't do it, well, it's not my fault. I thought somebody else was going to do it. And therefore, I'm not Chayiv Kares. Chayiv Kares is only, says Rabbi Yavo, if there was no possibility of the Priya, and this was definitely a Shabbos violation. But if it's not, wasn't definite Shabbos violation, and Priya could have and should have happened, so then there is no Akaris. The idea of Mila and Priya, just the Moel's doing it, doesn't he do both? So it seems to be that there was an ancient Minhag, an older Minhag, that these used to be Mechabe, different people. The Moel could do the Mila, one person could do the Mila, one person could do the Priya, and that's a big discussion in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Reis Samach Vav. I'll just read it from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Lihi Zoher, Shulchan Aruch, right, based on his Beis Yosef, Yesh Lihi Zoher, Shelo Yamulu, Shnei Moalim, Mila Achas Bishabis. Sheze Yamul Vaze Yifra. Right, it's better, says the Shulchan Aruch, not to have somebody who splits. Ela Hamol Huasma Yifra. The Moel should be Porea. The Baragola here quotes from the Beis Yosef, Mehad the Isma Brisa Bishabis, because the Bavli Kufla Magimo Vimlo, Hilkate Onish Karis. Ana Avdi Palga the Mitzav Dikdik Mindiv Rashi Sham, the Nihitachi of Karis Leka, Isurmiya Ika, Kivan Shalogamar HaMitzvah. Since the Moel wasn't governing the Mitzvah, not a good idea. So Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't have two Moelim. Shouldn't have one doing the Mila, one doing the Priya on Shabbos. Ramah, Velo Matzasi Rai Ledvarav. I didn't find a Rai Ledvarav that it's for sure that it shouldn't be done. Viyadarabah, Nirali Deshari. I think it's Mutter. Why? To HaMila Dachya Shabbos. Kemo, look at this comparison. Kamo avoda b'mikdash. Shekama kohanim hayu ovdim u'machalim Shabbos. Many kohanim do the avoda. Not one kohen does the whole avoda. Many kohanim do the avoda. So you can have two kohanim, two molim. The me'achar, the Shabbos, nitan litchos, harihu kechol l'chol davar. V'chein matzati b'sefer atruma yashan, kasuv b'klaf. Shekasuv b'sofich l'Shabbos behedya, t'shari. Amna matzati b'kovetz sheish lesser, alkein tov l'hachmir l'charchila. Afal bishem edina, nearly mashakasafti. Says Rama, I think meikra din is mutter, but, lechadchila, you know, leish lahachmir, and, this is a, the nosei kelim getting in on the action here, the taz, the shach, the pischei tshuva, they all have what to say about this discussion of the mechaber and the Rama, about two moalim on Shabbos. Is it just a chash of, you know, if one moal doesn't do it, he didn't do, Amila, is it just a chash pshia that it might not happen? Okay, important discussions. But again, Lamaisa, today it's not really done. We have one Moel, one expert Moel that does it on Shabbos. Tani, continuing in the Brisa, so we had part of this Brisa quoted earlier, and now we're going to have the full Brisa quoted and this whole Gemara we had earlier. Tani, It's derech of the Yushalmi sometimes to quote Gemara's verbatim, even though we just had it a couple of days ago. Kol shasha osig b'mila, chozer, as long as the phrase is involved in the mila, the moel, chozer, ben altiz ma'akuna mila, b'mila ben altiz jen ma'akuna sa mila. Right? He has to go back to make sure he does the mila, even the tzitz that are not ma'akev. Right? If he's within the ma'isa ha'mila, then he has to go back, even though that's hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah is doche, so to speak, a little chavala, but this is to be mahader to make it beautiful. Make it neat, and therefore, you go back even for the tzitzit she'en ma'akven. Just parenthetically, the fact that this hider mitzvah by a bris milah is private. A bris milah is not seen by anybody. It's not like there's different types of hider mitzvah. Hider, be mahader, show everybody how beautiful. There's a Rashi, that in the Maseches Yuma, I think it's around Daf Ayin or so, where he talks about everybody used to bring their Sifrei Torah to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, laharos chazuso larabim. Right, to show. But there's hider mitzvah even in private. Right? There's hider mitzvah, some say sirtut, right, on a mezuzah. Mezuzah is inside a mezuzah case. You never see the sirtut. You never see the scoring on the cloth. Hider mitzvah. There's hider mitzvah there's hider mitzvah sometimes in private. Not just in the totsa'a, what you see, but even in the ma'isa. Even in the ma'isa that produces a totsa'a that's private, even that is hider mitzvah. So, it says, the tzitzin, all tzitzin should be removed. Pirish, but once you stop doing the mila, in a chozer el al tzitzin ma'akven b'mila. But once you stop doing the mila, then one does not go back, except for the tzitzin that are ma'akev. That is the b'raisa. Remember, we have the machlokas, Rashi Rambam. Rashi says this is talking about Shabbos. Most Rishonim say that. And the Rambam says, no, even during a week, even a weekday, hider mitzvah cannot exist independently from the mitzvah itself. Amar Reb Yochanan, divi Reb Yosi, afilo al tzitzin she'en ma'akven b'mila impirish choser. Reb Yosi would allow one to go back even for the tzitzin she'enon ma'akven. He would say, because you see from the following, Reb Yosi says that's still considered osek b'mitzvah. Hey Don Reb Yosi, which Reb Yosi are we talking about? Hi, this is Nin Taman, the Reb Yosi that we have in the following Mishnah. Reb Yosi Omer, Yom Tev Harishon, Shalchag, Shechalias B'Shabbos. When the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, v'shachach v'hotzi es halula b'rishos harabim, and they went out and forgot, and they took their lula, they carried the lula without pater, v'bnei shotzio b'rishos. They took the lula without this pater because they took it out, he took it b'rishos, meaning he's pater from a chatas. What do you mean? He's done with the mitzvah. Remember we said, right, mida'ag b'nafak bay, right? When you pick it up, you're done with the mitzvah. And yet, Rabbi Yosi says, you're still doing hider mitzvah. Right, you're still carrying it, and therefore it's still going to be good enough. What kind of hider mitzvah? So this is what we mentioned: the Anshe Yerushalayim in the Bavli, the Anshe Yerushalayim Mem Aleph from a base in the Bavli used to carry around their lulavs all day. Used to carry around, and that was hider mitzvah. Right, the more you can do. Right, it's a hemshach of the mitzvah. The Gemara says there: Kacha Yemin Hagad Shal Anshe Yerushalayim Adam Yotzi Mi Beiso Lulavu Biyado Holich La Beis Hakneses Lulavu Biyado Korei Kriyashma Umispalel Vululavu Biyado Korei Batora. The nosi is kapav. Well, you can't hold it when you're duchening. Menichol gabi karka. Holich levaker cholim ulanachim avelim. Ulova biyado. Nichol zabeis medrish. V'chulu. He continues. My kamashmal lohodiach al kamah yuzrizim mitzvahs. How much they love mitzvahs? Right? They love mitzvahs. That's a hider mitzvah. Interesting. Nachim avelim. We discussed that. Not for now. Nichim avelim. There's nichim avelim on yantif. That's on my yantif. Okay. But That's the hider mitzvah. The Gemara says, again, we had this earlier. Do you see the same thing by carrying out a bris milah knife because you're so excited about the mitzvah that you've just done or carrying the matzah? The Gemara says, yeah. We spoke about that earlier, the lumdus, that the Gemara says, yeah, anything related to a mitzvah or a biyosi would be makelba, even though you could have been mechalik and say this is part of the ma'isa mitzvah, and this is not. Hadrol of Perak Belezer, that finishes your Belezer to Mila, and we are up to the 20th Perak here in Masechah Shabbos. Reb Eliezer Omer, why is that called Reb Eliezer to Mila? Because of the following Perak is also called Reb Eliezer. Tolin. Reb Eliezer Omer. Tolin, that's not Meshmeres B'Yantif. A person is allowed to hang a strainer on a barrel on Yantif, like a cloth that's going to act as a strainer. You're allowed to hang that on Yantif, even though, not on Shabbos though, why? Because it is considered an addition to an ohel arai. You're like making an ohel on this barrel, and therefore that's a derabanan of binyan b'Shabbos. But on Yantif you can, because it's Rabbi Lezer holds even machshiri ohel nefesh are okay. But nosan l'suya b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, if it's already hanging, you could pour wine into it. Aye, what about borer? What about Borer? The answer is, Rashi says there that it's not the derech of Borer. The Ritva says that it's not the derech to, if you do an act of Borer, that's always for immediate consumption. That's not called a Maisa Borer. Again, that's used la halacha as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman matters the tea bags not being borer because it's always a kli borer for immediate usage. So maybe it's based on this idea. The chachamim and the chachamim say no. They're one step more machmir. Ain't tolan as a mishmeres biyantiv. You cannot hang it on yantiv. Or you can't. The Rabbanan say you cannot do machshire ochal nefesh on yantiv that you could have done before yantiv. So you can't hang it. Ve'inos l'tzuya b'shabbos. And on Shabbos, you can't pour the wine through. That's borer. Avanos l'tzuya b'yantiv. What you can do is to pour and sift and strain on yantiv because that's ochal nefesh and that's what's mutter. Period. We're going to relate our Mishnah to the Mishnah we had about a week ago on Daf Kuf Beis about putting in a board into a window on Shabbos and Yontif. So that was a machlokas over there. Rav Elazar Chachamim argued earlier only shenotin olam b'tchila b'yontif. They didn't argue there about asiyas ol chadash. Right? Remember, if you have the board that's not hanging, not connected at all, then you can't put it in because that would be making a new ohel. So everybody, Rav Elazar Chachamim would agree about making a new ohel on Yantif. V'yalman echalku al mosifin. What about hosafas ohel? That's what's going on here. Because you already have the sides of the barrel, now you're just putting on a roof, so to speak. So that's the machlokas. Rav Elazar Omer, switch the gears to ain mosifin b'yantif. Rav Elazar says you can't be mosif even on Yantif. Ve'ein sarach lomer b'shabbos, and surely on Shabbos, also stretching the gersa, v'acham lomrim mosifit b'shabbos, ve'ein sarach lomer b'yantif, and acham zeitz ol mutter. So now we're going to ask a stira between the Rabbanans and between the Rebbelazers. So first the Rabbanans. V'lcho lo b'tosefes anan kaimin. Isn't our Mishnah talking about tosefes here, about putting the strainer on, and the Rabbanan here say usher, while earlier, in this brisa, right, this first line of the brisa, they said mutter. Amar of Avin Barkana tifter b'mashmeres chadasha shemachshira l'kli. In our Mishnah, the issue isn't an issue of ohel. It's an issue of you've never used this strainer before. It was like a type of garment that you stretch out onto the barrel, and as you stretch it, it becomes a kli. It becomes useful. And until you stretch it taut, it's not a kli. So that's the issue. The issue is tikkun mana because you're making it into a kli. So that's the difference. The Rabbanan say it's mutter mishum tosefes ohel, but it's also mishum making a kli. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then kol shekin michlo shidasi der belazer, then you surely have a problem with their belazer shita. Ma im tamon shemachshira lekli atomer mutter. If in our case, when you're making it into a kli, your belazer says mutter, kan, in the case of pokekin earlier, shena machshira lekli lo kol shekin, surely it should be mutter. So why would he say aser there? Amar of chinana, aser der belazer, krebi huta. The answer is, why is it mutter in our case? Because of ochal nefesh. The Tani Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Yochal Nefesh, Yitiru. Earlier, it's talking about Shabbos. And it's not talking about Machshir Yochal Nefesh. Right? It's talking about just closing up a window. Here, it's talking about straining Machshir Yochal Nefesh, or Belezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even Machshir Yochal Nefesh, that you could have done before Yantif, or Mutter on Yantif. We don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way in Hilchos Yantif. In Hilchos Yantif, we paskin only what could have not have been done before Yantif. First halach in Hilchos Yantif, Taf Tzadi Hei. Kol malacha asura b'shabes asura b'yantif chutz mi malacha zochal nefesh v'chutz mi hotzav avara v'chein machshirei ochal nefesh shelo haya efsher la'asosam me'esmol. That's it. And then the Ramah says summer machri even ochal nefesh atzmo if you could have done it beforehand. That's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the beginning of Ein Sadin in Beitza. Rabbi Yachav b'shem Rabbi Ba k'divrei machshir according to the Rabbanan who said that you're allowed to be mosif onto an oel arai ubelvad milamal, and as long as you already had somewhat of a roof beforehand, then you can be mosif onto that roof. How much of a roof? Kadabi may Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazu have a riva b'may medrash. In the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, there were cots in the base medrash. V'havin parson kile may asma may arba amos, and they set up like a shade that was four amos covering before Shabbos. Well, the machavi parson kulon, and the next day they spread it out. As long as it was four amos before Shabbos, they spread it out to cover all the cots on Shabbos. Sovereign member, they thought we did Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi badkun, ben Pazi. They thought that this whole psak for Amos was based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi badkun. Well, Ashkun delami das Rabbi Yehuda Pazi. So it wasn't done with his das. Achi first Ruban, because he yelled, you have to cover the majority, not just Dalet Amos. But either way, this was what they were doing. We don't paskin like either of these shitas. In the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tezvav Beis, we paskin tefach. even if it's only open a tefach, you can be mosif. Sometimes you have a cover for the rain on a stroller. So putting a plastic on that, on the stroller. So if you know it's going to rain, you got to put it there before Shabbos and open. Usually when it's on there and it's crunched up, usually it's open a tefach anyway. But as long as it's open up a tefach, then you can stretch that more. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tezvav.
If somebody makes a tent, sticks the pegs in, makes a tent on Shabbos, that's bona.
Wow, big kula. No, Reb Zira says it's meant to be opened and closed. Opened and closed. And therefore we have that svar of derech tashmisho, like a door open and closed and a zipper open and closed. So to the tent. It's not like a house that's not meant to be done and undone.
What about the curtain in front of the Aron Kodesh? Are you allowed to open and close that?
It was hanging beforehand. It is meant to be opened and closed.
Interesting. What if it wasn't hung before Shabbos? Question.
Good. One final section. The Mishnah had said that according to the Rabbanan, you cannot put in the wine into the strainer. Ein nosen letzluya.
Reb Zeira, Reb Chiya bar Ashi, b'shem Shmuel. We had this earlier. Hamishamer, chai mishem borer. Straining, the issue is borer.
No, it's sifting.
They originally thought
Yo'as Amar Reb Zeira. They thought it was like Reb Zeira, Marakade. Sifting, why?
Ma de Marakade, flip the Gersa, Soles Lamatan Vikemach Milamalan.
Right, just like by sifting, the good stuff goes to the bottom. Sof Ben Meshamer, Yayin Lamata Vishamar Kilamalan.
Right, and so too by straining the good stuff, the wine's on the bottom.
But we realized that we were wrong. Lama, shuter machal brera, vuter machal shimur.
Because we know brera and shimur and straining are both mutter on yantif, and marakid is not.
Hutter machal brera, where is bora on yantif? Bora kadarka bechega batamchoi.
Like it says in Meseches Beitza, you're allowed to be bora on yantif in certain cases.
Hutter machal shimur and also the tzuliyah biyantif, like we just saw in our Mishnah. You're allowed to put into the tzuliyah on yantif.
Vlahuter machal arkanta, but sifting is never mutter on yantif.
Tamara bechanina broker b'shem Rav Yehuda, ein shonin es hakemach.
You cannot sift again the flour on yantif.
Aval markid and lacharinafa.
You're allowed to sift with a shinui.
But one second, im tamar mishamarkidu, if you say mishamer, sift, straining is because of sifting, yehei aser, so it should be aser. And yet it's mutter, so it must be because mishamer is connected to borer and not to mirake.
Okay, we'll have to stop there, but Hashem, we will continue, as we only have a couple of daf left here in Maseches Shabbos.